Well, Dave, a milestone for the mental health court for the EUP. Tell everyone across the UP what that milestone is, first of all.
Well, it certainly is, Jack. Appreciate you having me. This is a process that we started 4 years ago in the five counties that make up our service region, and we were able to graduate our first defendant from the mental health court. It was a Schoolcraft County file that we had, and that program ranges anywhere from 18 to 24 months and pairs some pretty intense therapy services, whether it be mental health, emotional, or substance abuse. And our first participant completed that, and we graduated that person on Monday.
And so what does that mean, graduated that person?
That means that they've completed and they've fulfilled their terms of probation, and they've completed all of their assigned treatments, which are really tailored by their need. Of course, there's a whole host of treatment options we have available to us, but they've completed all those requirements and completed those life skills training or all of the ancillary services that we use, community service, education, employment, and they have basically completed their obligation. And hopefully we can pair those life skills and different choice making skills with a reduction in recidivism is ultimately what we're hoping.
So how many people are involved in this program? You have you have five counties, and there's a lot of geographical area in those counties. This is, I imagine, not the only person enrolled in this.
No, that's a good question. When we started the program, we put a cap on it at 50 between the five counties, and we're actually looking at expanding that. I would like to see us right around 60 to 75. The people that are in the program have to meet, of course, all of the legal and clinical eligibility criteria. But yeah, it's a vast region. Our staff is really dedicated. We only have one full-time, one half-time, and one three-quarter-time person that are basically traveling this region and making sure that these services are being offered and that these participants are completing all of the things required. But so far, it's taken off. We're looking at, hopefully, in our partnership with the Michigan Supreme Court, expanding the program, adding a couple of more case management type level positions, and growing the program.
So, Dave, what do they have to do? Obviously, they have to keep their nose clean. But there's some requirements, and when they sign on the dotted line at the beginning of this, they know they're in for it.
Sure. So probation is always not an inherent right, and so we screen these people to make sure that we're dealing with, of course, not violent offenders. We don't take certain assaultive type crimes, felonies, certain sex type crimes. But if they meet our criteria and they participate in their therapy, then they're screened by our clinicians, whether it most of the time is a combination of mental health needs and substance abuse needs. And then they very intensively immerse themselves in that. And then there's all kinds of other requirements. And again, we're trying to better their life post interaction with the criminal justice system so as that we don't see them return. And those include, of course, education, community type involvement, different community services, maybe even in some of the cases that we have, rebuilding connections with family that have been harmed over undiagnosed mental health or substance abuse issues over the years.
Schoolcraft County Magistrate Dave Maddox, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it, Jack. Thanks.